This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
All righty, there he is, the man, the myth, the legend that is Manny Navarro. How you feeling, baby? You feeling good?
Feeling good, man. How are you doing?
Can't complain. We're out at Acura. I slept like a baby with all that tryptophan in my body. So it was good, bro. You know, a lot of turkey. Nothing wrong with that.
We had a little carne puerco as usual that we do here in the Navarro house. I'm actually up in Gainesville right now. My brother's buying a car over here because it's too expensive over in St. Augustine. So we came to pick one up in Gainesville, and I'll be driving back tomorrow for the game. So
why didn't you bring his ass down here to Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines, bro? We'd set him up.
I should have, right? I mean, I should tell him that now before he comes back with a car, as he's inside with my dad now negotiating.
But what the we'll hell see. Are they we'll doing, bro? I could have set him up here, bro. Come on.
I know.
I have the whole Zinn family. If he wants an Acura, or if he wants a Toyota, if he wants a Fisker, if he wants a Subaru. Come on, bro. I got the entire Zinn family. I could hook the man up.
Well, you may have to hook me up here at some point soon, so I will take advantage of that.
Yeah, bro. So just go to Craig Zinn Automotive. They have Lexus also. I think they got several different. So it doesn't have to always be Acura. You know what I mean? Right. We've got a couple. So man, no, seriously, if you need it, bro, I'll take care of you. I'll hook you up with the folks down here, man. So they're good people, man. The entire Zinn family, man, they work their asses off. So it's good stuff. So yeah, tell your brother, man. And on top of that, he gets a free trip down to South Florida to hang out a little bit. I mean, you know, bonus.
That's true.
Bonus.
We'll see how the negotiations go here. We'll see what he tells me when he comes out.
What do you see about the negotiations tomorrow night? Can the Canes negotiate a win tomorrow night?
Well, I'm hoping so. Oh, you know, I think there's a lot of guys on that team that want to win and go to a bowl game. People forget last year. There were a lot of kids that didn't get to play in a bowl game because Miami had to pull out of the Sun Bowl because of COVID. So there's some kids that obviously would like to get that experience that are leaving. You got 10 seniors on this roster that would love to go to a bowl game and experience that. So we'll see. But Pittsburgh's playing well. They've won 3 in a row. They've got a good core. They've got a good running back in Israel Abanaconda. And they do a good job. Their front is always good. That's a very good Pat Narduzzi team every single year.
And they've given the Canes their share of troubles too, right?
I mean, I mean, look, Miami's won 4 in a row, but they've had to scrap and fight. Last year, Miami won up there in Pittsburgh. But that was a different Miami team that had a whole lot of offense. I can score a lot of points with Rhett Lashley and Charleston Rambo and Mike Harley and some of the guys that they had in that game that aren't available for this one. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But it's definitely going to be a challenge because that Pittsburgh defense is still pretty good.
Van Dyke plays?
I think he's going to give it a go. My understanding is he's going to warm up with the intention to play. I think, kind of similar to Florida State. We'll see him out there in uniform going through what he needs to go through. And then they'll make that determination. But I think the plan all along has been for him to come back for that last home game. And if he feels good, if his arm's not giving him any trouble, which, again, he's had a few extra weeks now to heal, right? I think that he'll give it a go. If it doesn't feel good and the coaches don't have confidence, they think it's going to be a setback for him, then he probably won't. But it'll be determined on game day.
Okay, so I just got suggestion for the coaches there, Manny. I don't know, maybe you want to pass it on to them. Maybe they want to stand like in front of him and look at his face when he's throwing the ball. Because I remember the guy next to him. Yeah, how you fit? Yeah, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah. He had like this face like he was in pain every time.
Yeah.
And the coaches, the coaches next to him, like, you know, but he really can't see his face from the camera angle. You can tell that he can't see him like, you know, because he's like this and the guy's over here and he can't really. And then the camera's on this side and is seeing him, his face strain every time he has to throw. Oh, no, I feel good. No, you don't, dude. Come on. You're literally in pain every time you throw. Come on, man. I mean, I admire the kid's toughness, but God, I don't want him to go out there injured also. You know, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those deals where it's a pain threshold, right? And how much he's limited by his motion. I know this. He's had 2 weeks off to recover from the last time he played. Actually, going to be 3 full weeks since the FSU game. So I think the hope is that with that time, he's healed, you know, from the initial injury, which is over a month ago now. So assuming that he's able to go and play, he probably gives Miami its best shot. Let's face it.
Yeah.
I mean, with Clemson's defense and the front that they have and the front that Pitt has with Kalijah Kancey and some of those guys that they have got up there, you need a guy that can get rid of the ball quickly and throw the ball downfield. And I love Jakari Brown. I think he's got a future playing quarterback. I just think it's really hard to ask a kid who's a true freshman to come in and deliver right away. And his strength, we see it. It's his legs. And I don't know that he's got enough weapons around him right now to keep defenses honest. So and to respect his arm. So I think you know, if you can win this game, it's probably with number 9 at quarterback.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. There's no doubt about it that if you got Van Dyke, at least you feel like maybe you've got a shot. Winning is the only way they get into a bowl game?
Well, no, I mean, look, you can go in as a 5-7 team. You need the APR scores, right? That's a new wrinkle to college football because there's so many bowl games that they've taken 5-7 teams in the past. But it all depends on your APR score, you know, your graduation rate, those kind of things. They want to reward the schools that do well academically. And then, of course, you could always have teams that just decline, right, that say, I don't want to go to a bowl game. I've got too many kids that are opting out or whatever. And so those kind of things will could potentially lead to them getting a game. But I think right now, if they want to get in, they gotta win for sure and get to 6 wins, and that'll help push them probably to the Birmingham Bowl or something of that ilk.
So you're saying we're Eastern Vanderbilt or Southern Eastern Vanderbilt? Is that where we are now?
We're gonna
get in on academics now. That is just beautiful. That's so just beautiful. Wow. That is awesome. All right. I think we should all wear glasses inside the helmets. I mean, every student should wear glasses. You know, if they show up, right, if they get in there at 5-7 and they get in because of the academics, then we should have glasses. They should have the new jerseys should have painted on because you can't, because it would be obviously very dangerous out there to have the pens, literally, but painted onto the shirt like they have a pen and a protector of the pens. Yes. Remember, it's not just the pens. You've got to have a pen protector, too.
Correct.
So just in case. So I think that if we do that, you know, and then, hey, at least the Canes can actually, you know, make like real academic commercials.
There you go.
Know,
hey, listen.
We can't make it on athleticism, but we make it on academics. Yeah.
They would have just beat Middle Tennessee. This wouldn't be a problem. But this is what happens when you lose to Middle Tennessee. So,
all right. Well, we're too dumb to beat Middle Tennessee, but we're smart enough to get into a bowl game. All right, that's actually pretty good.
It's a good way to wrap up the season, right?
Yeah, that's kind of us. Yes, come join the Hurricanes, where we get in with our smarts, not with our athleticism. That's absolutely a new one right there. If that happens, transfer. Is there any truth that they've built tents outside of the athletic area where the kids can hang out there and get in line already for the transfer portal?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think 6 of them have already announced it publicly. I'm expecting close to 24 ultimately, not including the graduates. And like I said, there's 9 or 10 guys graduating or have graduated already that are out of eligibility. There'll be another, you know, close to 24, I think, walking out the door here between now and December 5th when the transfer portal window opens. So, look, a lot of them are guys that never played here. Oh, I mean, they've announced it. Every time they've announced their tweets, I've put out how many snaps they've actually played on defense or offense. And if you look at the numbers, there's really not a lot of guys who were contributors. And that's part of the reason why Miami's 5-6 right now, right? Because you take these guys, they get scholarships, they come to your program, and the reality is they probably should have never been here. And until Mario changes that, until Miami goes back to having a real top 10 recruiting class every single year, not you know, whatever it is that the rankings say, but a real recruiting class that, that fits the bill, then you're going to end up having seasons like this. And this, look, five, six win, seven win seasons. It's not like that just, this is the first time it's happening. It's happened quite a bit in the last 20 years. So
too many.
And now the transfer portal will give these guys an opportunity to go play for an FCS program or, you know, a lower G5 type program and get on the field and play. My argument to everybody is, oh, this is such, you know, this is so terrible, the Hurricanes, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we'll go find the guys who left Miami and are now superstars elsewhere.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just shouldn't have been there in the first place. And that's why a talent evaluator is so important. I think Mario is so good at that. I don't think you're going to see many busts here with Mario in charge.
Here's the other thing that I want to ask you about this. And again, this is coming from pure ignorance here. I'm just kind of thinking a little outside the box, and that's why I mention it. You're going to have, you just said, 24 probably. Okay, so let's say 20, 25 guys are walking out the door. And you already have your set of scholarships that are going to roll over every year from people that normally walk out. So we're probably talking somewhere in the neighborhood of 35, 40 things that are going to be available, right? Scholarships are going to be available. All right. So if you're Mario, in today's world, the way football teams are built now, you're not really looking to give 40 scholarships, right? To guys that are going to be here for 3-4 years. You're probably looking at 75% of that being scholarships. The other 25, you're looking for people that are liquid transfers that come in for one year and out, so you can actually have a group of players every year that you can do that with, so you can kind of have shortcuts every year to kind of help you, correct?
100%. Okay. That's the way you win nowadays. That's the way you turn things around quickly. And I think while in a perfect scenario, you'd get 25 top 100 recruits, that's just not the way that the world works. Miami will get 5 or 6 of the best high school players in the country to come here. They'll get another group of maybe 10 that are ranked in the top 300, and you hope that those guys develop, those 15 guys, 16 guys turn into your studs for the next 3 years. But the reality is, if you're going to win in college football, you have to go to the transfer portal. You have to find quality guys. Guys from the FCS level, I think, are becoming a lot more popular in this than before. You know, Jared Verse is a perfect example, the kid from FSU, who is, you know, one of the best pass rushers in the country. You got to look at to the FCS level. And I think that's a big reason why the hire of guys like Alonzo Highsmith and some of the people that they've added to their recruiting department to evaluate talent, that's really going to pay dividends for Miami. I expect them to get to do a really good job attacking FCS level guys that are really good guys that were missed the first time around, or maybe didn't have the grades, or whatever the case was, that they see this plug and play. Bring in, have here a year or two, win with them, send them out the door, start the next batch next year. I think that's the way college football is trending. Maybe not at Clemson. Maybe not at Ohio State, maybe not at Georgia, because those guys are always going to get the best players, right? They're always going to get the best high school recruits, guys that can come in and contribute right away, the best of the best true freshmen. But I think for the most part, this is the way everybody else has to operate if they're going to have any chance to compete.
All right. What else are you working on The Athletic so folks can check you out, my friend?
Well, I mean, listen, it's we put out some stuff this week already, the ACC mailbag that we do every single week. We have the True Freshman Report that I've compiled all season long, week to week to week. That's available on the website as well. I'll be covering the game tomorrow night when I drive back home tomorrow. And there'll be plenty more. I mean, look, I think recruiting and the transfer portal are going to be the hot stories the next month. Potential coaching changes. Does, you know, a guy like Josh Gattis stick around? As the coordinator, does Mario make major changes to the staff? All of those are going to be questions and stories to be covered over the next month.
There you go. Follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro and catch his work there at The Athletic. Manny, as always, thank you, my friend. Appreciate you big time.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. There you go. Manny Navarro, baby. That is
your... If you're a Miami...
Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes. Wrap.